Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 10th, and this episode is called Encourage Daily. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3:13. What if I said to you, hey, I don't know you very well, but Peter said that you are one of the most faithful people he knows. Okay, did that encourage you to be faithful or encourage you to be unfaithful? Well, if you're like most people, you're encouraged to live up to how others see you, even if it's not who you are. We do this because of peer pressure, or simply from not wanting to disappoint people, or because we are indeed faithful. It can be both good and bad, so we need to plan it for good. The New Testament Greek word for exhort is parakaleo, and has both the attitude of exhortation and encouragement. Different versions of the English Bible use mostly those two words in Hebrews 3:13, and I think it wise to use them interchangeably. The definition of the word is to speak to one another in order to entreat, to exhort, comfort, instruct, admonish, beseech, console, strengthen. To do any or all of these things will ultimately encourage the other person. Encouragement appears to be the desired outcome through one or more of those methods. Moreover, the idea is to do this daily so as not to give sin an opportunity to set roots or to not let discouragement set in. So many people are discouraged by some situation, and as a leader, this is a great opportunity to influence them for good. Leadership is influence. A simple encouragement can change someone's attitude from sad or bad to cheerful or good and strengthen their heart. Also, be authentic about it. Be honest. Tell them something that is true and positive about themselves and their future to encourage them to do the right thing. In fact, plan for it. When you plan your day in the morning or last night, plan on specifically encouraging those you know you will come in contact with. Think about the things they need to hear and prepare to say it when you see them. Does this take time and effort? You bet it does. Is it worth it? Always. And don't forget your spouse and kids too. They really, really need encouragement. Lord, give me insight to learn and know what encouragement others need, and help me encourage daily those you have put around me. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.